Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello, and welcome to the first executive edition of the BTW Beginner to Winner PVP podcast. I'm Matthew Breaker, and today is February 25th, 2022. It is the night before the Johto Tour. These bonus episodes are going to be dropped occasionally. I won't always be in front of the camera, but we're using these episodes to give us an opportunity to talk about things more specific, more in depth than what we can on the full length podcast, where we have to cover a lot more information. We'll have special interviews. We could use these shorter form podcasts to quickly give you all time sensitive information that we might miss based on the date that we record and release normally. Or we could just use it to have fun and talk about the other things the guys want to ramble on about. But I'm really excited to be kicking this first episode off, but I'm even more excited because today I am joined by two seasoned battlers of the BTW Discord. Both are extremely talented. They're knowledgeable, friendly, wonderful community leaders. I'm laying it on really thick. Lyles Jeff 3 the 3rd in Miami Dock, welcome to the first executive edition.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I don't know if friendly is the right term to describe me, but happy to be here.
Sounds good. How's your week been so far, Miami?
I mean, personally, you know, I'm prior military, so the situation overseas has me tied up in knots. But obviously, we go to things like Pokemon Go to escape from, you know, some of the things that we'd rather not think about from time to time. So that's the only time I'll mention that. Otherwise, you know, I'm working away. I'm waiting to hear about getting a doctor job position. I find out March 14th, so I'm nervously awaiting okay. that. Otherwise, work is work, and GBL is GBL. I'm trying to get to that legendary because it'd be the first time I've missed it in three seasons. So this is a bit of a sprint to the finish for me.
Oh man. Yeah, I hear you. Lyles, how about you?
Yeah, everything was going pretty good this week. Good luck with the job search there in Miami, and work, you know, work's busy as usual, but it's nice that the weekend's here. I'm looking forward to just hanging out with my friends and filling out that Johto deck, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
Lyle,
what's your plans for the Johto tour tomorrow?
I'm going down. I obviously, if anyone doesn't know, I'm in Canada, so okay. I'm in Toronto. So whenever there's a big event, I like to go downtown because that's where all the Pokestops are, obviously, and it's just like buzzing with gyms and Pokestops, and the spawn density is like off the hook. So when people are talking about stocking up for balls, like I basically am throwing out balls during the day just because of all the Pokestop time spinning. So it's pretty fun, and I'm blessed to live in a good city to play Pokemon Go. I know some people don't have it quite as
lucky. What's the weather situation like for you up there?
Not too sure yet. I think we're okay precipitation-wise. Temperature-wise, I'll just wear my base layers and my gloves, and we'll take some breaks at some restaurants if need be. So, but we can't really, you know, control the weather, so we just got to deal with it. And, you know, there's some good spawns, so we got to take advantage.
That's facts. You know,
we're like the weather. We're like the mailman. Miami. You know, no matter what the weather.
Yeah, Miami. How about you? What are your plans for the Johto tour?
So there is a park that is just south of where I live, which is the main Pokemon Go hub for my city. You know, I'm in South Florida, a town called Coral Springs. Definitely do not have the spawn rate that, you know, Toronto downtown has. And it's probably one of the reasons why, you know, Lyle Jeff gets like a million Stardust on a community day, and I get, you know, 400,000. But I'll be going there, you know, dusk till dawn, or no, other way around, dawn till dusk. You know, I'm really, you know, I really want to get competitive Meganium, competitive Feraligatr, get shiny Larvitar. Because I didn't start playing until late 2018.
Okay.
So there was some things that I missed out on or happened and I didn't realize what they were.
Right, say, yeah.
Totodile Community Day. I was like, what do I need Totodile for? And I just like put it down.
I remember you mentioning that in the first episode you came on. I'm going to pause really quick because there's some squeaking in the background, but there's a reason for that, Miami. Can you explain what you have on your lap right now for those in camera?
He's squeaking? I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you're fine. I wanted you to, yeah.
I heard something. I wasn't sure what it was.
Who's your little friend you have there?
Well, my friend here is Kato. He's my one of my birds. I have four of them. He was wanting some attention, so I thought I'd bring him on the show with me, but I don't, want to mess up the show.
Oh, no, no, you can keep...
What type of bird is that? It looks like a very exotic bird.
It's called the black-headed caique.
And you said you have four of them, correct?
I have four birds. Each one's a different type. Okay. I have... Hyacinth macaw named Lapis, green wing macaw named Louie, and a Catalina macaw named Cracker. Now, when I say I have, these are family.
Okay.
So mainly, you know, Lapis is my dad's, Cracker is my brother's. Louie's actually the one that chose me. I didn't choose him, just he decided he loved me. And Kato's like a family bird, but I love taking him out as much as
well. He's welcome on the show as well if you would like. So.
But you're saying it's squeaking. I really don't
want
there to be squeaking.
It was totally fine. Chirping.
Chirping.
That's what.
More
that's
like
what
chirping.
I meant. Yeah.
Chirping.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So chirping would be from.
Yeah. it's the type of sound that I got wrong. That's my fault there. But the reason why you two are on the show is because you are spearheading a new tier to the Patreon called Member Coaching. But before we get into that, I'd like to try to get to know you guys a little more. I know we've had very limited interactions. I've had a coaching session already with both of you two. But I want to kind of get some of the sort of generic questions you ask fellow Pogo lovers. And my first question is, when did Pokemon enter your life? Lyle, can we start with you?
Yeah, it'd probably be in like grade 6, I guess, or grade 5, when Pokemon Blue came out. Like, we used to get a gift at the end of every year for like graduating, I guess, the school year. So that year I got a Pokemon Blue and a Game Boy. And basically ever since then, I've, you know, played off and on different parts of the series or the franchise. And it's been, you know, pretty involved with it ever since.
Excellent.
Then.
Excellent. So. Which was, so you said Blue was the starter game?
Yeah, I remember. Apparently, I initially wanted red, but everyone at school had red already. So I told my parents I wanted blue, and they had to go out the night before they're going to give it to me and return it so they could find the blue version.
Yeah,
I had good parents.
Yeah, shout
so
out to
really
them.
But I think I just went with the typical Squirtle, right? You have blue, you need to select Squirtle as your starter. So.
Miami, how about you? When did Pokemon enter your life?
The very beginning when it was the cards that came out first,
I believe so.
Right?
In America at least,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It started with the trading cards. I knew about them. I'd seen people playing with them, but when my older brother came back from summer camp, he brought two things of playing cards. He brought Magic the Gathering and he brought Pokemon cards. And I was thrilled about the Pokemon cards, and he even had a foiled Charizard, but it was severely damaged.
So not the retirement fund that he was looking for.
Right, right. And so I was hooked on Pokemon the moment that I knew of its existence. My first one was yellow version. My older brother had red, my younger brother had blue, I got yellow. I played every generation since, and I own at least one of the versions of every single generation. I absolutely love Pokemon, and I was never able to be a competitive main series player. There's just a level of understanding the game that I just never wanted to get into, and the fact that competitive Pokemon Go has come so... naturally sounds pretentious. I've enjoyed it so easily. Has really made me quite happy, except for the times when it makes me quite angry.
but at least you can ride a bike in Pokemon Go with an auto catcher and still be making progress with multiple Pokemon instead of riding around trying to hatch one egg in the main series game, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Miami, we know that you said that you started playing Pokemon Go in 2018, correct?
So I was a day one player, and I played when everybody else was playing, and then I stopped playing when I was just like, I don't really care anymore.
Right.
And then something in late 2018, it was November 2018, I decided to download the game again. I don't remember why. Another main series game had come out at that time, but I picked it back up, and I even distinctly remember Cresselia had just come out, because I saw the stadiums go up and the raids go up, and I was just like, I want a Cresselia, and I went to go battle it solo, and I was just like, how am I not doing any damage to it? Yeah, I didn't have a concept, though, of competitive battling until GBL started.
Okay. Lyle, how about you?
Yeah, I started playing in 2016, but I didn't really... I only played for, like, maybe a week or so, and because I lived kind of in the middle of nowhere, and back in the day, like, let's just say I put the game down in 2016, I came back in 2019... I started a new account because I didn't know, like, any of that information. But when I picked it back up, like, the game was way different, obviously, than what I remembered it. And it was much more, like, fun. Because, like, I remember back in the day, like, there was nothing around. So I would drop an incense. Then one Pokemon would come every, like, 5 minutes or something. And I'm thinking, like, this is so freaking boring. Like, I'm never going to have any
progress. The dark ages of the game, for sure.
So, yeah, so I missed out on all that fun stuff, I guess. But when I came back, like, basically when I had come back, remote raiding was already a thing. And I didn't even know, like I didn't even know anything about raiding before then. So, yeah, I just jumped right back in. And
so how did you get into the PvP aspect of the game? Because when you came back in 2019, that's kind of when it started popping off, it sounds like.
Yeah, I came back in the fall of 2019. So I think there'd already been a couple GBL seasons from that point. But my brother actually was the one that got me into it. Because, like, at first I was just kind of, like, catching and enjoying that aspect, filling the decks. And then he told me he was doing this like PvP. I didn't really know what that meant, but I started like playing some GBL and everything. And then, you know, you start getting capped out at your sets per day. So wanting something more, I started to do some sylph tournaments and sylph battles, trying to just get better and have more fun and meet more people.
Miami, how about you? When did you get into the PvP side of the game?
So I, with the first moment GBL came out, I was hooked on it. I thought it was so much fun. I didn't understand any of the gameplay or what makes one Pokemon better than the other. I think I remember my first team was Plusle, Heatmore, and Sock, or Throw, whichever one is in my region.
Solid team.
And I was I was just like, okay, this is a gym. But then I started seeing everybody has an Altaria, an Azumarill, and a Registeel, you know. And I was just like, oh, so there's Pokemon that are better than others. Okay. And then, you know, I had Pokegenie for, you know, at that point. I don't even remember what I would use Pokegenie for before PvP. And I said to my friend, like, hey, why does it say that this one's a good for, you know, PvP and this one's not good for PvP? And he said, oh, well, you know, in PvP you want the low attack and the high defense and that. And from there I just become obsessed with having the best PvP IV Pokemon, as everyone in the Discord knows. I, you know, as I said, I was hooked. I was in the Air Force at the time, stationed in the Florida Panhandle, and we had developed a group of players that lived on base, and you know, I was the only person who cared about PvP in my group.
Right.
And I was encouraging everybody to try playing as well. And then I moved down here. I joined the local Discord for this area, and the moderator for that Discord, you know, knew that I was really into PvP, and I was, you know, talking a lot about it. And he says, why don't you come join our sylph battles? I'm like, what sylph? And I won the first ever tournament that I was a part of. And I've had tons of fun with it ever since.
So winning your first sylph tournament, you being a part of, that's a huge feat in itself. Do you have, is that in your mind, one of like your proudest moments of PvP or sylph? Or is there something else that comes to mind that's like the definitively?
So the first season, I was kind of like a little bit here, a little bit there. I didn't really like know like all of it. I did well enough where, you know, I got the regional invite or whatever it was called. And I actually placed second in my regional. I only had one loss to the eventual winner of it all and all that. But then this current season, which is my second season in sylph, I decided I wanted to go ham on it. So I went around asking, I said, okay, what one can I be a part of that's like really big tournament? And someone pointed me to a Discord that has 7 round tourney every single time. And the first one I joined in that, I lost like my third or fourth match. But then in the final match, I was paired up against the last undefeated player in that 7 rounder. You know, 128 players in this tourney, and I beat him. And, you know, yeah, it was a, you know, a 5-6 way tie for first, but I was the one who beat the last undefeated person and tied for the win. So I kind of felt that that was my happiest sylph moment.
Sure. Lyle, how about you? Do you have a proud accomplishment in PvP or so? Besides the sweep that you just had in the BTW Discord, congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, I guess maybe beating Dino is my happiest moment, since he seems to always have my number. So it was nice to finally hard counter him for once. Yeah, but other than that, I would just say, yeah, because it's only my second season. Maybe like reaching the regionals last season was really fun for me, like, because it was my first season and I was just pretty excited to get like the invite, and I was going up against a bunch of like big names in Ontario here, like streamers like Kevin Solidarez, mm-hmm. Dragon Silk. There was like a bunch of people in there, so that was probably my up to date. One of my favorite
That's
moments.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to kind of get into the meat of the topic here. How did the idea of member coaching first come about, Lyle?
Yeah, I guess the idea is kind of from some other Discords that I've been a part of, where they kind of have sort of like a peer versus peer sort of sharing of battles, watching other people do battles, kind of giving feedback, just sort of a place where people can go and just do battles. It doesn't even necessarily need to be with the coach there. They can just have other, maybe even more experienced people than them around, watching them, helping them. Just because sometimes it's hard to explain to people what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, when they're just saying like, oh, I went like 4-1 or I went 1-4. This is my team comp. I don't know what happened, right? Whereas if you can actually see what they're doing, you can give them more real feedback and like actual meaningful advice that might actually help them improve, mm-hmm. right? So that was the whole like reasoning.
And then how did it come about into our Discord? How did it become like a tier?
That I'm not quite sure. That was all of that stuff was taken care of by Astro and Wildcat and Dino. I just brought the initial idea to them, and obviously because Astro's in charge, I brought it to Astro and said, like, you know, this is my idea. What do you think? They took with it, ran with it. They did set it up however they want. I'm just glad that me and Miami Doc can be a part of this, can help the community. And, like, we really are seeing, like, huge growth in a lot of the people in the Discord from, like, when they first started to now. So just hoping to continue that and, like, you know, just continue getting good, right, as they always say.
Miami, how were you approached to be a part of the member coaching?
Wildcat said, hey, you want to do this thing? And I said, okay,
That sounds very typical.
I'm, you know, the whole being a leading member of this Discord has been a bit of a surprise for mm-hmm. me. So, you know, I was brought into the Discord by Astro after he beat me in a tourney last season. And I, you know, just enjoyed, you know, interacting with everyone here. But then I started, I guess, you know, winning, you know, before you came along, Lyle, Jeff, I won all the tourneys.
I'm just surprised that I'm like, this is the first time I'm hearing that Astro beat you.
Yeah,
in a tournament.
The very first time I met Astro, he beat me in the tournament. It was due to a Quagsire.
I'm surprised he doesn't bring that up on every show.
I think he does. I think he does bring it up. Well, no, every time I'm on the show, he brings it up, which is that one time I was on the show. So, you know, at one point, you know, I was approached by, you know, Wildcat of taking a larger role in the Discord and, you know, becoming, I don't know, as admin or whatever the correct term is. And, you know, I'm not doing this for any sort of gain other than more exposure, you know, for, you know, PvP and more and being able to enjoy, you know, share something that I've, you know, enjoyed a lot doing. So, you know, helping coaches is just a natural part of who I am. I love to teach. I was, you know, I've tutored every, you know, subject I excelled at some point, you know, so I am more than happy to take part in this and help the Discord grow.
Yeah. So what is coaching like look like to you? Like specifically, like what, are the things that you will help with, as a coach in this member tier?
So I certainly, you know, think about, you know, building from the bottom up. I would like to encourage those who are, you know, rookie or new at competitive Pokemon Go playing to better understand what competitive Pokemon Go is and how you can get better mm-hmm. at it. I'm not a very technical player. I can't do move counts. I'm not always thinking, okay, they've done this Pokemon and that Pokemon, so it must mean that they have this Pokemon in the back. It's just not generally how I think. I like to sort of do a very general approach to the game. And I know that the technical way is better. And if you can learn to do the move counts, if you can learn to do the maths, you're going to be a better player because of it. I just hope that what I can bring to the table is sort of the broad approach, knowing what Pokemon to go out there and catch and to get the right IVs for and to build the diverse amount of Pokemon. Cause, I must have, 500 plus ready PvP Pokemon by now, if you count all the leagues.
Sure.
So I want to be there for the members of the Discord who want to begin anywhere, level and just work from there. Mm-hmm. And bring my opinions on who's a hard counter and who's not.
Right.
Lyle Jeff? Huh?
Huh? G-Fisk is a hard counter to Nidoqueen, I believe.
Lyle, how about you? What are some of like your strengths that you feel like you have as a coach?
Yeah, I've really been enjoying it so far because I haven't, in terms of like battling experience and stuff, I've been pretty heavily invested for the last couple years, so I'd say my knowledge level is pretty high, but in terms of coaching, I haven't been too involved in it, but it has been something that I've wanted to do more of just because like I am pretty knowledgeable and like I have been doing fairly well, so I just want to say like, can I help other people get to my level? As for my style, I'm still kind of figuring all that stuff out. It's kind of a learning experience for me too. I have watched many coaching sessions on Twitch because I do watch quite a lot of Twitch. There's always coaching sessions on there. Many people have different styles, right? So, but my main goal is to try to help people with like just basic team building, strengths, things not to do, like in terms of leaving yourself double weak to certain like meta mons and stuff like that. And how to read, not so much read lines, but sort of like get a feel for what they might have in the back based on their lead Pokemon, right? Like you can kind of get a good sense. If they're leading a Charmer, chances are they might have some sort of steel counter in the back, right? Like just common sense things like that that most people might not think about, but it can be very important during the battle. And obviously it doesn't always work out, right. But sometimes it does.
So what types of coaching are you guys going to offer in the member coaching tier?
Well, like I've kind of like put everything forward and Miami Doc has been kind of the same way. Like if you have some team building or some sort of meta analysis you want to go through, we can do that, whether it be Sylph or GBL. Obviously we all have our own strengths. Miami Doc is much more versed in the Ultra League meta, whereas maybe I can help a little bit more in the Master League type stuff. And Sylph, whether it be with the new Obsidian Cup coming up, we can help you with that. Or we can help you, let's say you're doing some Sylph battles. You record the Sylph battles. Maybe you lost. You might have made some mistakes. You don't know. We can review those battle footage for you. Kind of go over some steps, some thought processing through the battle, some things you might have done differently. Or you can just stream your battles live in the channel and we can give you live coaching and live feedback between us and our peers. So
very nice. So, Miami, do you have any specific goals that you'd like to achieve with this member coaching, maybe in this upcoming season and even taking that to the season beyond?
Well, the biggest goal that I have is to take someone who hasn't reach legendary yet and be able to live stream coaching session where they reach legendary.
Yeah.
I think that is going to be our crowning achievement. Mm-hmm. And I certainly hope we get to it at that point. The other, the thing that I sort of want to see the most happen is sort of a word of mouth thing, that this coaching session that people, someone tells someone so that we get even more people to the Discord and we become sort of a hub of great PvP, Sylph and general PvP. What I want to do is, as many nights as I can, hop into the member coaching section and, just put out sort of the bat signal saying, hey, I'm here, guys. Who's around? Who wants to do what? And sort of work with it there. I definitely know I've got.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And some good feedback from people watching me battle. And, hell, I'm learning. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it doesn't matter if they're less experienced than me. They might still see the things that I miss. I just hope that this becomes a true source of entertainment for everyone in this Discord, and then pulling in more people into our Discord.
Yeah, the way that I see the member coaching tier is the community itself helping the community that you're a part of. And I think you two starting out are, in my opinion, kind of like the perfect two coaches to kick it off. I've had the pleasure of having a session with both of you guys, and for all the listeners out there, I can say that, you know, for $3 a month, which is the Patreon tier that you could subscribe to get member coaching, you guys have been able to answer any question that I may have, and I've seen the chat. You guys are very active on that, and I'm assuming that the more that the community grows within this, the more coaches that we can add on to the field and continue growing the quality of the battlers in the community. I love what you guys have started, and I only hope that it continues from there. So let's get more in depth on questions on coaching. I know, Lyle, you had said that you're still kind of figuring out like your battle style. But do you have specific like thought process that goes through your mind when it comes to team building?
Not particularly. I just I prefer to run, like in GBL, I prefer to run sort of like not always ABB teams, but sort of like I like to have two sort of answers to the lead Pokemon's mm-hmm. weakness in the back, just to give you some flexibility, is mainly what I preach, because there's nothing worse than going into the battle and you see the other person's lead Pokemon and you go, I'm gonna lose this battle. You know, you just give yourself no wiggle room. At least if you have some answers in the back to that lead Pokemon, you, depending on their back line, you and some, you know, good energy management and and good timing, you might be able to find a way to wiggle out of that, right? So in Sylph, it's obviously a little different because there's more mind games that go into play there. You know, what they won't bring depending on what you have. But in terms of GBL, it's kind of like, because of the blind three format, you kind of have to make your team as versatile as possible just to kind of cover as many bases as you
Miami,
can.
Miami, do you have like a specific style of battling that you have recognized at all?
Yeah, I prefer bulk a lot. I when I'm building a team, I will figure out the bulkiest Pokemon. Usually the two bulkiest Pokemon I can fit into there, and then try to build the meta around that. You know, I feel that that's the best thing. You know, either you're running, you know, a killer fast move team, or you've got the bulk.
Right.
You know, I always am happy if I can get a Sylph team that has a B on bulk, because you can never get an A on bulk in Sylph. They always will ban the bulkiest Pokemon. But if I can find that B, I feel very good about my potential for doing well in that meta.
Excellent. So how in the coaching spectrum, Miami, would you potentially tackle somebody that may not have that same style or same mentality of team building as you, and how what things would you try to do to sort of like, I don't want to say help them see the light, because I don't feel like there's one right way to play, but maybe adapt your style into theirs and utilize also their style within your coaching?
Well, the answer to your question is something I have been doing, where, you know, someone says, well, you know, where should I start? I'll say, what Pokemon do you like using the most? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then start from there. You pick it and you build around it. You know, I realize that I freaking love Cofagiris, and I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right.
I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to
Cofagrigus.
One more.
I believe it's Cofagrigus, yes.
But this entire show has been built on butchering the names of Pokemon, and we're not going to end that on this episode.
Well,
Astro and Wildcat would be very proud.
Love using Cofagrigus.
Exactly.
And so I decided, hey, I'm going to build a team that goes around that. So I go to my favorite tool, which is PvPoke. And I started plugging in different things, and lo and behold, Stunfisk was a good partner with Fogacrigus. And I said, okay. And then I looked at what the next options were, and lo and behold, like, my second favorite Pokemon, Pidgeot, was, so that's why I've been running that great league team of Sigacrophius, Stunfisk, and Pidgeot. So that's what I would bring to the coaching in the member card, is what's your favorite Pokemon, and then let's go from there. And then I would also then encourage them, hey, if that's your favorite Pokemon, well, look, your IVs on your current one, you know, it's an 80%. Go out there. You know, try to catch a better one. Let's see what we can do to make your favorite one the best Pokemon you can use.
Lyle, how about you?
So in terms of like how I approach someone that is maybe thinking different than me, yeah, it has happened before. But I kind of, what I find is it's better for them. Like, it's kind of hard to teach someone something until they've learned it themselves. So usually if someone comes with a team that they're liking, I'll tell them, like, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of this team, and these are the reasons why. We can run this team if you want. I have no problem. I'll try to coach you using this team. Let's just see how it goes. Then throughout the battle, sometimes we start running into some of those common issues, right? And then I can use that as a learning experience to them as well. Like, maybe it's not the team that's wrong. Maybe it's like the order of the Pokemon. We can just change them up a little bit to make the team a little more synergized. Or maybe if these two Pokemon are working together, maybe we can just add one other Pokemon. Like, I'm not saying we have to blow up the whole team, but sometimes you might need to tweak certain things depending on the specific attributes right. of each of the
okay.
Pokemon.
So I know from just being in the one being coached seat that your first time being coached could be pretty nerve-wracking. But what are some things that you guys could do to help put somebody like me that is pretty anxious, you know, their first time getting coached, like, more at ease, more relaxed?
Well, I am pretty chill, I would say. And I like to joke mm-hmm. and kid around a lot, so I definitely would try my best to throw in some comic relief and make you feel a little better. No one's more nervous than me, I can tell you that, okay? Because as much as you want to succeed, I want you to succeed even more. So because that also reflects well on me and Miami Doc, if we can help you succeed, then that means that we're also succeeding, right? So that is the main goal, I'd say. It's just everyone winning, everyone growing.
How about
learning,
you, Miami? So. Are you going to mauled with them if they lose and cheer with them if they succeed?
Well, yes, I will certainly be a great coach to others. I'm just a terrible coach to myself.
Okay.
So I feel very confident that no matter the outcome of the battles that we work on together, you will find it a positive experience and something that you'll want to return to multiple times. We're still learning though. Mm-hmm. I've done two or three sessions. There are some things that I'm, thinking about that I may want to, tweak here or help there. I think after last night's session, I'd say no pets in the room because a dog kept interrupting. we'll figure it all out as we
sure,
go.
Sure. So one thing that I noticed, and one thing that really did help me put at ease, and one thing I wanted to say to both of you, that I noticed was when you're coaching and you're talking to the person being coached, you use the word we, as in, like, we're in this together. And I thought, hearing that for the first time when I'm being coached by you guys, that was really powerful because it made me feel like we're a team. And I think that's what's so awesome about this coaching thing is, like, you have somebody over your shoulder rooting for you. And I think just something as simple as you guys saying the word, you know, wow, we really could do this differently, this time, or, we really did good. Mm-hmm. You know, that was such a powerful but very little thing. And I do want to sincerely thank you guys for that and encourage you guys to continue that. But I did want to shout you guys out on that after having been coached by both of you in this podcast episode. So the last question about the member tier coaching that I think maybe most important is what is the type of league that you are most comfortable coaching, and what is the type of league that you are least comfortable coaching? That doesn't necessarily mean you don't have the knowledge, but it's just in terms of familiarity that I think is important. So Miami, can we start out with you?
Well, the second question is the easiest thing you've asked me all night,
okay.
And that's Master League.
Okay.
I can do Master League Classic. I can do Master League MLPC,
Premier
Master
Classic.
League Premier Classic. I'm not that good in them, but I can do Master League General. I'm not touching that with a 20-foot pole. I have not excelled fully trained an XL Pokemon in the Master League class, not a single one. Now, as far as what I'm best at, Ultra League Premier. That is actually where I got Legendary each of the past three times. So, if and when that comes back around, I'll be front and center.
Okay. All right. Lyle, how about you?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, like, as common as you think it might be, like, I feel like the toughest league for me might just to coach might be Great League, Open Great League. And it's just because of the enormous variety that goes on in there. Like Master League, even Ultra League, like the metas are kind of a little more simpler. And I really, personally, I really enjoy playing a lot of the themed cups that are put in place. Like right now is Chotu Cup, before was Love Cup. Like I got to my highest elo of my GBL career during Love Cup. I don't know why I seem to do very well in those like limited metas. I guess maybe I pick up on the meta quicker than other people. I'm not sure. But just because of the sheer variety in Open Great League, it's not that I'm not good at it. I just don't play it very much. And like things are constantly changing with community days and move updates and Registeel now and all that sort of stuff. So I try to avoid it if I can. But obviously, if people want to play it and they need coaching there, I'll try my best, and I'm sure Excellent. We can figure it out.
Well, I'm going to have an ending question for you two before we go into our last segment, before we end the podcast. So my last question is going to be, if you guys have two pieces of advice to battlers who are either starting out fresh or simply trying to get better that you have found to personally help you improve your game? I guess it's not a question, that's more of a statement. If you could give two pieces of advice, that would be great. Yes, Lyle, kick it off.
Or Miami. Oh, sorry. I don't want to steal all the good answers here, but I'll pick one obvious one and then I'll pick a more obscure one. Number one most important thing in PvP, learn your typings. Like, cannot be overstated. Like, if you don't know what's super effective or what's resisted or what's not very effective or what you can is, you know, what your typing resists, it's really going to set you back. And like, I know it's complicated with a lot of like dual typings, and sometimes there's some strange ones out there like ground or you know, dark poison or ghost water or some, you know, weird things like that. But once you start getting the basics down, it will really go a long way to help you. And then the second thing I will say is just don't get like too discouraged, because even me, like yesterday, over the last day and a half, I dropped 200 elo. Okay, it happens. You're not going to climb all the time. It's impossible, especially in a blind threes format. So you just have to learn from the mistakes. Sometimes you're going to get hard countered. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Even the best players in the world make mistakes. Don't get discouraged. Just keep trying to learn from it and getting better.
Miami, how about you?
Well, I'm all about the resources. So PokeGenie and PvPoke have been invaluable for my development as a PvP player. As I mentioned earlier, I'm all about the best IVs I can find. So PokeGenie is essential for that. And then I love just messing around on PvPoke, trying to see if there's some combination of Pokemon that I hadn't, you know, thought of before that produces, you know, good coverage. Now, you always have to take what PvPoke with a little bit of a grain of salt, because sometimes things in theory don't always work out in practice. Like, I'll you know, go back to what I was talking about earlier with Coffin Aguirus, is that, you know, PvP poke says, like, Stunfisk beats it. But I find that my cough does actually really well against Stunfisk in practice. So so it's about giving you ideas, and then you need to go figure it out in practice what it actually does. And then the more obscure thing, it's not really obscure, but it's have a very large pool. You know, I'm constantly looking for new Pokemon to add to my pool of usable Pokemon. Now, yes, that does mean I never have Stardust. So, you know, that's not always a good thing. So please don't, you know, just start using all your Stardust because Miami Doc says, you know, to do it. Be smart about it. You know, don't train a Heatmore up, you know, just because it has good IVs. You know, is there a reason to have it? And be ready to experiment.
Well, thank you two for those pieces of advice. Those are definitely extremely crucial. Before we end the podcast, I did want to do a fun segment that I hope to continue. I'm calling this Two Truths and One Liepard. Because it was the only clever name that I could figure out for essentially two truths and one lie. So I'll kick things off, and the whole premise, same rules apply. I'm going to tell two truths, one lie, and then you guys have to guess what you think is the lie. And then we'll go in order of Lyle and Miami Doc after I'm done. So are you guys ready? All right. All right. So the first one, let me try to remember what the three of them are. Okay, first one is, I have a massive Funko Pop and manga collection that has taken up all the closet space in my house. The second one is, I am the proud owner of every single main series Pokemon game with the exception of Green, but I haven't played all of them past Omega Ruby. The third one is, I am terrified of heights to the point that if I get 4 feet off the ground, my legs will visibly start shaking and my anxiety goes through the roof.
Wow, you did good here, because they all have a decent amount of detailed information that both make me feel like they could be the lie and they could be the truth. I'm going to say that the lie is the Funko Pop collection.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say, like, I think this one's pretty easy. You don't have all the Pokemon games.
Easy claps? Lyle, you got it. Yep. What gave it away?
Yeah. I don't know. You just seem like a kind of guy that have a crap ton of Funko Pops. And you definitely look like the kind of guy that's scared of heights.
No, that's very true.
Yeah, easy, right. No problem. Come on, man. As soon as you said the Funko Pops, I'm like, yeah,
well,
that guy has all.
That's nothing. That's nothing new. Lyle Jeff beating me in a game again.
Hey, yeah, this is just for fun. This is.
It's
this
never just for fun for me, bro.
Oh. All right, Lyle. let us have it.
Kind of cheating, but since I already talked to Matthew about this last night, but
well, yeah, Lyle, okay. We both sent our things to him, not knowing that he didn't want us to. So,
okay, so first, my name is Lyle. Second, I beat the former, the reigning Sylph champion in a Sylph match this season. Third, I have my master's in chemistry. Not quite as detailed as Matthew's, but that's what I came up with.
Damn. What was the first one again?
My name is Lyle.
I'm going to say master's in chemistry.
And we got another loser.
Unsurprising.
I have my master's in chemistry. My name is not Lyle. My name is actually Kyle. But my nickname in university was Lyle, and it's kind of stuck as my gamer tag. So that's what I've been going with. And, you know, just, I enjoy.
All right,
it,
Miami.
So.
I actually didn't guess yours. You just sent them to me and I kind of ignored them. So let us have it.
Yeah, the problem is...
For the record, Matthew got mine wrong, too. Did. Can I just throw that out there? He also guessed mine wrong.
I'm forgetting one of them and I'm mad at myself. Okay. Because I had three.
So he's forgetting the lie. He's forgetting the lie. So whichever one
he
doesn't know about.
You want me to read them?
No, send it to me via the message me what I sent.
Okay,
you.
Okay, give me
because I deleted it, so I don't know if you still.
Oh
had
no,
it.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm pulling you up on Discord right now. It was.
I can do it for him if he wants. He's got 17 birds.
No, okay.
He lives in Florida.
Oh, no,
he's a doctor.
I just remembered what it
okay,
is.
Okay,
okay. All right, okay, all right. Okay. I have fired an M16 rifle. I have owned 3 Nintendo Switches. I am a published photographer.
Okay. Should I go? Because
okay.
This one's also
pretty
easy.
Oh, easy claps number 2.
You're not a photographer.
Easy
claps.
See, this is the hard part because you're in the military, the Air Force. I don't know enough about the military, unfortunately, to know if they fire They all shoot guns.
They all shoot guns. Every single one of those guys
the
shoots guns.
The 3
That's
Nintendo
all I know.
Switches I could believe because you could blow through those.
His birds probably shit on him or something.
Yeah. And the factory warranty doesn't cover that. Yep. So you're saying that Easy
exactly.
Pass is the photographer. No, I believe he could be an accomplished photographer. I'm gonna say you have not fired an M16.
And Lyle loses. That is correct. So twofold. Number one, you forgot I'm a doctor. So I don't necessarily get firearms training as a doctor in the military.
But if you're in the line of, you know, you're in the heat of battle, like, you know, servicing some wounds and the, like, you know, Nazi scourge comes over the hill, you got to defend yourself, right? So
true, but I was never deployed. So I never needed the firearms training. Okay. I own 3 Nintendo Switches because I got my first one from my family for Hanukkah/my birthday because I have a December birthday. And when they came out with the one with the better battery life, I ended up trading that one in to get that. And then I got the, what they called the pocket or the light, whatever they called the smaller one.
Oh, the all-in-one. Yeah, right? Like
the all-in? Yeah. The one that doesn't separate into pieces. Right. I got that because I needed to trade in between my Pokemon games. So I've owned 3 Nintendo Switches. And yes, I am a semi-professional photographer. I do nature photography. And I particularly like to do photos of, can you guess it?
Birds.
Yeah, there we go.
And,
sorry, I was muted.
And I was following a bird guide, you know, on social media, and they put out a call for submissions for photographs for their bird magazine, and I submitted my favorite shot, and they published it.
Wow. You know what this is reminding me of? Have you seen the movie The Big Year?
I've never heard of it before. Sorry.
I believe it's called The Big Year or something like that. It's about this guy, and he's trying to, like, take photographs of all the birds in North America in 1 year or something. I think you would really like it. You should check it out. I think it's got Jack Black, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure.
That does sound familiar.
Anyways.
I
think it's called The Big Year, maybe. I don't know. It's a few years old, but it's a pretty good movie.
Well, let's wrap up the show then. Before we wrap up, a big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, and that's going to gain you access to our Discord. The link for that is going to be in the show notes below. Special thanks to our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Thanks Friends 673, Eastwood, Mama Climb, Sisui and Ryan, Mosh Pit 37. Our Patreon producers, King Flip, Kittens and High Fives, King Tom, our Discord admin, Reyes 683, Siegel, Lyles, Jeff 3 the Third, and Miami Doc. I am not going to thank myself as being executive producer.
Then I will thank you as being your executive producer, Matthew Breaker, Sojiro, Christopher Ruiz, whatever your name
is. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BTWPVP Podcast. Follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/BTWPVP. You can email us at info@BTWPVP.com. Links to our merch store, Patreon, and our friends at Palettown PVP are all in the show notes as well. But if Patreon isn't something you can do but want to help out the show, you can continue to spread the word, subscribe to us on YouTube, follow our Twitch channel, or please give us a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. It would really help us out, and we deeply appreciate all the love and support that you all continue to give us. And finally, thank you for listening to the first executive edition of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I'm Matthew Breaker.
I'm Miami Doc.
And I'm Lyle Jeffs 3, and until next time, good luck and get good. I almost bungled it. Are you hearing some music or something? I don't hear it.
Can you guys not hear the music? All right, the music was playing, hopefully, fingers crossed. Otherwise, we'll have to edit that in post. But thank you guys so much.
Ah,
yeah, we'll let him have the work.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, really appreciate having you on. Nice to sit down with you in Miami Doc and chat some shit, you know, about the
yeah, no, thank you guys so much. So. This was a ton of fun. It's great to get to know you guys a little more. I hope that next time we could just talk a little less formally, but I know that it's 9:30. I promise you, Lyle, I'll get you out in time. So,
yeah, my friend's just texting me the Z okay. emoji. So he's falling asleep. As long as he leaves the door open, we're fine.
Yeah,
he can be asleep. Just leave a couple beers in the fridge. We're good to go.
Are you at like your school or something, Lyle?
No, I'm at my house right now, but I'm going to my friend's house. He lives downtown, so it's easier that way, right? Because it starts pretty early in the morning. So just going to spend the night there and then grab some Tim Hortons and get started first thing in the morning.
You know, I didn't know if you were Canadian until you said Tim Hortons.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.